For my mother, Goretti Borges Teodoro.
As U.S. lawmakers consider immigration reform, Brazilian-born Renata Theodora wants them to think of her.
It's important to at least share your story, share who you are, so that people know that you're not, you know, some criminal, you're not someone, you know, stealing their taxes, stealing their spot from school, that you're just a regular American, no different than anybody else.
Theodora is a dreamer, a term used by advocates to describe young, undocumented immigrants who can now live, work, and go to school in America, thanks to a presidential initiative issued by President Obama last year. To show why the current immigration system is inhumane, she recently traveled to Arizona with the pro-legalization group United We Dream to see her mother for the first time in 6 years. Her family was deported. They left her behind to find a better life in America. While the reunion was staged to make a point, Theodora says speaking through the border fence was still very emotional.
I didn't think that I would have the memory of walking up to my mom and not being able to hug her and having this rusty orange fence in between the most beautiful person.
In this United We Dream video, dreamers confront Florida Senator Marco Rubio prior to the Senate's passage of an immigration reform bill now being considered in the House of Representatives. United We Dream's Julieta Garibay says dreamers in 26 states have energized the movement.
I think many people started to see, like, even if you're undocumented, you do have power. Even if you're undocumented, you have a voice. And you can put pressure on members of Congress and the president.
Opponents of granting the undocumented a path to citizenship call it amnesty and say it will encourage illegal immigration. Jack Martin is with the Federation for American Immigration Reform.
If you give amnesty to these young people, they are on a path to U.S. citizenship in which they can sponsor the parents who brought them into the country illegally. So it is a slice of an amnesty that has large-scale implications for the future of a much larger amnesty-type provision.
But he does admit that dreamers have been effective in generating public support for their cause. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.